Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, joined as always by my phenomenal Mind Shift crew, the motivational minister, Mr. Billy Miller, as well as the natural Zen diva, Dr. Ayo Kedar. It is Monday already. It is Monday, May 9th. We are excited, as always, about tonight's show, about the message and the guest that we have on the show tonight. Again, it's going to be another powerful show. We talked about this last week. For those of you that may have missed the show from last week, we had another phenomenal speaker, Ms. LaShawn McCrary, also known as the Motivational Messenger. And we believe, we all have a consensus here, that she has definitely earned that title as the Motivational Messenger, as she shared a message last week about how to live your life as an intentional woman. And so although the show was called Intentional Woman, it wasn't just about the women. I mean, of course, it was inspired by the women, but there was so much information that was shared, valuable information, especially even information that was shared by our own motivational minister here that can help any individual that listened to the show, whether you're a male or a female. The different perspectives were very insightful. And I'm sure that if you go back and listen to the replay of that show, you will definitely be blessed by the information that was shared. So we encourage you, as always, to listen to the replays and make sure that you are sharing this information with your friends and family members, those like-minded individuals in your circle, and those people that are just in a need, a major need of a mind shift. That's what it's about here on Mind Shift Talk Radio. As always, we encourage you to come with an open mind, an open heart, because you will hear various perspectives on different topics. But again, we're sure that if you come with an open mind, that you will be blessed by the information that is shared here. As always, we thank you for, you know, those of you that are listening to the live show, as well as those of you that are joining us in the chat room, and those that are listening to the replay, for just being so diligent about your personal growth and development. But as I said, tonight is going to be another phenomenal show. Before we tell you who's going to be here and introduce our guest to you, I do want to open up the mic to my two partners in crime and success, Dr. Ayo and Billy. Can you guys hear me?
Hey.
All right.
Hey.
Can
you hear me?
There we go. Hey, guys.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you loud and clear. And you know what I thought about today? Last week we forgot to say Happy Mother's Day. It's so weird because we come on Mondays, and so we're always missing these weekend holidays. So we missed that last week. So just want to say happy belated Mother's Day to all the incredible mothers, moms-to-be, those that are mothers in spirit. Happy belated Mother's Day to all of you. So happy to get that out there. So what's
happy
going on, guys?
Day, Mama.
Happy
Mother's Day to Stacey Emery. Hey, happy Mother's
Thank
Day
you.
To Stacey Emery and Dr. Ayo Kedar.
Woohoo!
Mm-hmm. You better check that. I got on here because I didn't get a call from him yesterday, or a text, or a Facebook, or anything. Email, Telegram, nothing.
Uh oh.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
The rotary was down, yeah. Stacey. Don't take it personal.
I forgave him. He did well. But, guys, you know I'm excited about the show tonight, right?
Oh, yeah.
Ever since we knew that the guests were coming on, I've been, like, fired up. And then, you know, talking to you guys today, it's just like, okay, I'm ready. It's like getting ready for the first day of school when you got some new clothes to wear, first day back, or you're getting ready for a field trip. That's how I feel right now. I'm so excited. Really, I'm serious. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to you guys. so that you guys can tell our listeners who's going to be joining us tonight.
All right, sure. I was, you know, Stacey, I thoroughly echo your feelings. I mean, when we first had this guest on, I don't know when it was, he just really brought it, and he kept talking about his mother. And it was a good thing because, you know, for someone to have to be diagnosed with cancer as a teenager and then, you know, you got to know that's a strong woman behind. Well, we know anyway, it's a strong woman behind any man. But so we knew that this was going to be, I'm so excited. I'm just so excited about this show. And so our guest tonight, hold on 1 second here. I'm doing multitasking, trying to get into this chat room. Hopefully everybody is in the chat room over on Mindshift Talk Radio so we could, you guys could be talking with us. But, yeah, so our guest tonight, one of our guests tonight, Dr. Janice Connor, just a super phenomenal woman. You know, like I said, just so excited to hear the message that she shares because I know as a mother now, I didn't quite understand until I didn't understand how strong women are and how much it really takes to be a mother until I had my own children. So, but Dr. Connor, she motivates and encourages young people, you know, facing challenges of abandonment, physical abuse, you know, to really just strive for excellence. And you can already see just with the work that she's already done with her own children that, you know, she's an evangelist and she's a missionary, and she's actually the founder of Open Door Ministries International. And so she has a special ministry geared toward women challenged with inner struggles and personal relationships. So I'm just so excited to welcome Dr. Janice Connor on the show tonight, and I cannot wait to hear the message that she shares. So, you know, hey, take it away, Billy. I know you're going to add to that.
Oh, yeah. And then we also have her son, which is Eddie Connor, and he's been on the show before. And, you know, we've had a lot of powerful guests on the show, and I have to say that Eddie is one of my favorite ones that come on the show. And if you're not familiar with Eddie Connor, you know, Eddie Connor is a powerful, powerful motivational speaker. He's a author. He's authored 3 books. He's also a contributing writer to Hope Today magazine. He's also a poet. He also has a heart for the youth. I mean, we can go on and on about him, but when you hear this brother's story, you're going to realize that he has more fight than folly, and he has more faith than fear. And instead of panicking, he persevered, and instead of caving in, he conquered. And he's a living testimony or a living example of the rhetorical question, is there anything too hard for God? And I'm just honored that he's going to be on the show tonight, and he's brought the 2 people that's responsible for his success, which is God and his mother, and they are in the building with him. And so I just want to introduce everybody to Dr. Janice Connor and Eddie Connor Jr. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, yes. Glad to be on the program tonight. Shout outs, of course, to Brother Billy, Dr. Kedar, and Stacy. Definitely telling you Happy Mother's Day, Happy belated Mother's Day to you. Great to be on the program. Of course, I brought Mom with me. I brought God with me. Mom's in the building. Dr. Connor's in the house.
Yes.
This is Dr. Connor. Stacy, Happy belated Mother's Day to you. Hello, Billy and Dr. Kedar.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be joining you tonight, and I'm looking forward to just sharing some nuggets that will hopefully bring faith and encouragement to those who are struggling with life-threatening challenges.
Well, yes. We are so honored to have you guys here. And as Dr. Isle just shared, I share her sentiments that, you know, many of us don't really understand what it means to be a mother or really what it takes to be a mother until we're standing in those shoes. And, you know, you hear it all the time, you know, when you're younger, you're like, you know, my mom doesn't really get it, that she doesn't really understand, she's not really connecting with me. And as we grow older and we actually step into that role and that position, we start to realize all those things that mom said before made so much sense now, but it didn't make sense back then. And then we realize the struggles that she went through. But what's so amazing about these stories, especially after we hear your story tonight, what really amazes me about mothers and strong mothers like yourself is that you guys seem to be able to handle these issues. You overcome these obstacles. You face these challenges sweatlessly, you know, if that's the word, sweatlessly, because you have these sweatless victories. You look so well while you're battling and overcoming these issues. And I look back even at my mom's story, and after I heard the story that you had with Eddie, it was just like, wow. And I truly do believe that you're just a very beautiful person on the inside, just like you are on the outside. But, again, we are so thankful to have you here, and we cannot wait to hear your story and the information that you will share that will be able to uplift and be able to bless other individuals that are going through maybe similar situations as well in their own lives right now. So thank you.
Thank
for being
you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, Billy, I'll pass it over to you.
Yeah, and, you know, I just want to say and kind of retouch on what Dr. Io was kind of talking about. The very first show that Eddie was on here, I asked him, you know, who is Janice Connor? And he explained who she was, and Stacy said, you know, we just got to have her on the show. And that was back in October 2010. And so I'm just excited because we're now experiencing the manifestation of that goal and that desire. And so we're excited to hear the story. Whoever, Eddie or Janice, whichever one y'all want to go first, start off with the story and to share with the listeners your story.
Well, yes, sir, brother. And, you know, it's they had a commercial back in the day that said, no job too big, no job too small. We're father and son. We'll give us a call. But I got to remix that thing tonight and say no job too big, no job too small. We're mother and son. If you need a blessing, give us a call. And so tonight, just really that story of blessing comes out of a lot of pain. Oftentimes on the other side of pain is blessing. And just the turmoil, the strain, and the pain that I endured, being diagnosed with cancer at the age of 15, and coupled with that, even growing up in a single-parent divorced household, watching my mother care for myself and my brother, where there were times of insufficiency. And when I say insufficiency, I'm talking about not having a masculine figure in the house. But the Bible did say that he is a father to the fatherless. God is a mother to the motherless. And so watching the strength that she exuded, when I was diagnosed at the age of 15, when I was having a number of different chest pains, this was on my Christmas vacation as a sophomore in high school. And I was, a lot of times as men, we try to mask the pain that we go through. Our masculinity often causes us to mask some of the pain that we deal with. But it's always the perception of a mother. It's always the intuition, that womanly intuition, that motherly intuition, that caused my mother to investigate and say, hey, you know what? Something just doesn't seem right with you. What's going on? And I had been lethargic in high school that year. Just was not my normal self. And I was very, very active with the sports and just being a normal kid. And the chest pains that I was dealing with caused me to retract and caused me to be secluded in some cases. And my mother said, what's going on with you? Something's just not right. I said, I'm doing all right. I'm okay. I'm okay. Nothing's going on with me. And little did I know that a mass was growing in my chest to where the new year came and dawned, and I found myself in a hospital while I was watching the Michigan-Ohio State Rose Bowl game. I could not breathe, and it literally felt like somebody was stabbing me in my chest right by my heart, right around the heart area. And so, made a long story. I was over at my friend's house, and his mother picked me up, and my mother came to see about what was going on, and I was in the hospital. And there was often it could have been a medical malpractice and a misdiagnosis, I should say, because the hospital that I was at said that you have a punctured lung, and I knew it could have been, had to be something different. Hospital couldn't do too much with me, so they took me to another hospital. IVs everywhere, you name it. They cut me open immediately, and the story goes that my cells were growing so rapidly around my heart, through the trachea, esophagus, throughout various parts of my body, that they could see my cells growing with the naked eye. And which is very abnormal, because cells are supposed to live and die off, and my cells were not dying off. And so I came out of that, and the doctor said, before you get ready to go back to life and just living, I said, I'm ready to get out of here. I'm feeling great. He said, before you leave, hold up just 1 minute. We have a diagnosis for you. And I'm thinking it's nothing but a common cold, a punctured lung, something. He says, you've been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And I said, you got to, what? My first language is Ebonics. My second language is English. I said, you got to break that down for me, Doc. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He says, you've been diagnosed with cancer. And so all of a sudden, my world was shaking. I mean, the room was so quiet, you could hear a feather drop. And it came to the point where it says, where I said, what, how do I respond? Looking back at my life, looking back at that time, how do you respond to life situations? Because I went through 16 months, 18 months, actually, of chemotherapy and radiation, 5 out of 7 days a week. I was getting chemotherapy and radiation, nausea, spinal taps, the physical, also the psychological pain, which is even worse, which is as bad, if not worse, than the physical side of cancer. Out of school, ostracized from my friends, ostracized from my just people, just in the general sense and stream of life. And I really wanted to give up. And I remember my mother, after the doctor told my mother 4 words, he says, we can't promise anything. And I remember that I just felt like I was going to die. I was going to give up. And I remember my mother was saying, take off the pity party hat. You're not going to leave me on this planet with just one son. I'm going to keep both my sons. And you're going to stay here. And she took me to a scripture, Psalm 118:17. I'll never forget it. It says, I shall not die, but I shall live and declare the works of the Lord. And to watch her faith, to watch her perseverance, to even tell you tonight that nothing is more powerful than a mother's prayer. My mama prayed for me, had me on her mind, took the time to pray for me, like the song says. And I'm so glad she prayed for me. And that prayer, that resilience, that faith, that fervor that was birthed out of the fire that I was going through, but also that she was going through for me. I said to myself, if she can have enough faith for me to conquer what I'm going through, surely I can pick up my life. Surely I can brush my shoulders off. Surely I can dust my life off and say, I'm not going to capitulate. I'm not going to surrender. I'm not going to throw in the towel. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to cross the finish line of this fight and come through with faith, with fire, with determination, with power, with strength on the inside that's birthed out of the struggle that's on the outside. To where I'm going to not be bitter in the situation, but I'm going to be better because of the situation. I'm not just going to go through this, but I'm going to grow through this. And this struggle is going to birth strength. This pain is going to birth power to move my life to the next level. And I owe that to God, but I also owe it to a lady by the name of Dr. Janice Connor, my mother, who brought me and taught me and pushed me to make it to the next level.
That's good, brother. And, what's interesting is that, it was an invisible thing that was trying to kill you, but
absolutely,
yet it was an invisible thing called faith that gave you life.
That's right.
And, so instead of fear, you chose faith. And instead of cancer, you chose conquer. So how did you develop, what are some of the ways that you developed, or your mother even helped you to develop that faith, to have enough faith to overcome the very thing that was trying to kill you?
One thing that she always reminded me of is death and life is in the power of the tongue. And one thing she never had me say is that I have cancer. One thing that she in many cases, placed in my spirit was that I have the faith to overcome something that's trying to destroy me. And so watching her and even applying the Word of God to my life, taking those steps to see how she has been resilient, speaking life to my situation, looking at cancer, the first three letters in the word cancer is can, seeing the positive in the negative situation. And we talk about, of course, the program is Mind Shift tonight. And that's really what it took for me to overcome this disease. It's one thing for her to tell me that I can make it, but if I never believe that, if I never buy into that, if I never invest into taking the steps to overcome, turning my tears into trophies, turning my trials into triumphs, looking at every treatment as just one less towards total victory. And when you see a model of hope, when you see a model of perseverance, it gave me and it birthed within me that same type of fire to apply the scripture to my life, to apply a positive mindset and a mental cognitive shift of the mind to move forward, and to literally not just do it mentally but also do it physically, to do it spiritually, to do it emotionally, and also to throw off that negativity of unforgiveness, because I had even been bitter towards my own father, my own biological father, who never even visited me one time in the hospital, to where he did not raise me and engender that level of responsibility that I felt, as all young people feel, that their fathers or their mothers should invest in them. And so when I began to throw off that unforgiveness, that negative attitude, to say that I will never be free from until I will never be free for until I'm free from. I'll never be free for positivity until I'm free from negativity. I will never be free for healing until I free my mindset from sickness and disease. I'll never be free for the possibilities until I free myself from every limiting negative capacity that I placed on my mindset. And so that birthed within me that power, that fire to move forward and to destroy, to move from cancer to conqueror to more than conqueror.
Definitely. And, you know, you've said it so many times that you attribute that faith and that strength to your mother. And now I'm very curious to hear more from your mother. Dr. Connor, you know, I'd really like to hear, or I'd like for you to share your perspective of this whole situation and how you were able to handle this and how you were able to strengthen Eddie during this time.
Thank you, Stacy. You know, it's important as a parent, whether you are a mother or a father, it's important to have a life of prayer and fasting. This is the foundation of life and dealing with life's challenges. I was interceding, and the pain came up on my body. I knew it wasn't my heart that was hurting, but I could literally feel the pain. And as I passed Eddie through the narrow hallway of our house, I looked at him and I said, "Someone's heart is hurting. I know it's not me." And Eddie, who never complains of anything, just never complained, just looked at me. And I concluded, "Well, whoever it is, I'm going to just keep praying." So it's behooves us to be obedient when in praying. And this was a lifestyle that I have. This is a lifestyle I have. And I would include Eddie in my program. I would include him in my day-to-day affairs, especially in the beginning of the day when I would get up in the morning at 5:30. Mm-hmm. Eddie would get up too. And I taught him to carry a notebook and a pencil and spend time with God. And this was very clear as to how you do this. You pray, and then you spend time listening. Because not only, see, many times we talk to God and we do all of the talking, but He wants to minister back to us. He wants to talk to us. He wants to give us instruction for the day. He wants to give us insight, and He wants to give us revelation knowledge concerning our life. And I said to Him, write down in your notebook what God tells you. I never looked at His notebook. I never examined it. But he was a part. In fact, He was included. So I taught Him that this is what we do. This is what we do in the morning. See, we talk about living by precept and example. It's not enough for us to say, okay, it's time to get up, it's time to read the Bible, it's time to pray, etc. Children live what they learn.
Mm-hmm.
They watch you, and that is the best way of teaching a child, by the life you live. Now, in Sunday school growing up, Eddie always gave more than a two or three word answer. You remember Sunday school. And I saw that this was a little annoying to the teachers. It was a little challenging. So, and he was just innocent. He just was sharing out of his spirit and answering the question that was asked. So I took him with me in my Sunday school class, and he began to follow me where I went. So he learned at a very early age the Word of God in an adult class.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed his thirst for knowledge. At the age of 3, Eddie was just ready for school. Even as a youngster, I would put certain words on the refrigerator. And when he would pass by the refrigerator, he would have to define the word. And he would use the sentence or use the word in a sentence or relating to whatever it was pertaining to. So the learning didn't just stop at school. The learning was ongoing at home. Actually, his thirst for knowledge was also in many books. We went to the bookstore, and we would read books, and Borders and Walden's, and whatever books Eddie wanted, I would purchase. And I'm a reader. He's a reader. So children take on the nature. They take on the environment in which they live. So it's important that we, when we're interceding, when we're praying, when we have this lifestyle, this daily life of praying, that we get instruction for our children. Because there is, as we know, no handbook in raising children.
Mm-hmm.
But God knows the perfect plan for our child. In fact, He has chosen us as mothers. He has given us our children. And He has deposited within us, women, what we need to raise our children. Yes, He has. So just know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, because He has equipped you in raising that particular child.
Mm-hmm.
Notice you don't have the neighbor's child. You don't even have your maybe a specific relative's child. You have your own child. God has gifted you with the wisdom, with the knowledge in raising that child. So continue to pray for your own children, as I was doing. I was interceding for my own child, and I didn't even know it at the time. But I was obedient to prayer. I was obedient to fasting. And here I was praying for my own son.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when the manifestation came, and he described the pain as, it seemed like it was like elephants just jumping on his chest.
Mm-hmm.
Then the pain, the manifestation of that thought came back to me. And I could identify with the pain at the time and said, oh, that is what I was feeling. Wow, I was interceding for my own son. But, you know, I was right in motion, right in gear, because see what happens is when you're praying, when you take the time to get up in the morning, you know, and we say, oh, I'm so tired, you cannot afford not to get up. Because even through prayer, God may say, well, take this direction today. I know this is your regular route, going to work or dropping your children to school, and you will see that you have escaped an accident. You will see that the route that you've gone, you have escaped a lot of traffic. Maybe a backup traffic or something. And God has given you instruction to maneuver through that, what may have been a delay in your travels, and you're able to finesse your way to your destination without delay. It's key to get the news of the day through prayer. Just like we turn on the radio or the TV in the morning to get the news. Get God's news for the day. So going through the challenges of cancer, in fact, when the doctor told me that Eddie has cancer, he gave me permission to cry. And I couldn't. It would have been phony if I was crying. See, I didn't have a chance to get my Bible. I didn't have a chance to build a foundation. Let me tell you something. It's so important to have a relationship with God. Yes, we go to church. Yes, we read the Bible. We hear about other people's testimonies and their relationship with God. But there's a time that you have to stand on God's word for yourself. Because it stabilizes you. God's word is a foundation for every situation that we're going through in life. So I couldn't cry. I just had to coast along with what was inside me. And the word of God was my anchor. It still is my anchor. But you had better have a relationship with God, because whatever storms may come, you have to know who your source is, and you have to be persuaded that he is able to keep you. And I remember my administrator on my job, because I'm an educator, said to me, wow, a trooper. And you know, I had the opportunity to have up to 3 months off of my job. And do you know that I was so focused and just coasting and on the faith that I have in God, I forgot to take the time off. In fact, I forgot that I could have had this time, because this is something that's standard practice for those who are suffering life challenges, life-threatening challenges. This is the time that's given to employees. It's allotted them because of family emergencies. And I didn't think about that until after Eddie was healed. I understood now what my administrator was saying to me, Jan, you're a trooper. We can jump through hoops and leap over anything when our focus is word-based.
Definitely.
I knew that I could not be defeated. I knew that no matter what Satan was trying to whisper in my ear, I would not let it change my faith or alter my faith in God.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is awesome. I'm sorry, Dr. Connor, I just want to put a break in there and just let our listeners know that you're listening to Mindshift Talk Radio. We are blessed and being really taught and inspired by the words of Dr. Janice Connor and her son, author and motivational speaker, Mr. Eddie Connor, joining us tonight. And I just had to put a break in there because what you're sharing is phenomenal, and truly this is a story of faith. But I just wanted to put a pause in there because everything that you're sharing really ties into the scripture that was shared yesterday. And it's from Mark chapter 7. That it makes me really think about that story of the mother in Mark 7 that threw herself down at the feet of Jesus because she asked that he would cast that demon out of her daughter. And my question to you is this, because I know I'm pretty sure you've run into this in ministry and also even in education when you're sharing this message about how important it is to be diligent and faithful in prayer and fasting and supplication, that you may come across individuals like this Greek woman that don't think very highly of themselves, may not have that relationship with God yet, you know, and don't even know where to start in terms of training their children up the way that they should go and really having that relationship themselves. They may not feel worthy. They may not understand that they are loved by God, whatever it may be that they're struggling with. What do you say to those individuals that are facing challenges right now and don't have that faith built up as of yet, don't feel like they're necessarily worthy? Where do they get started, and how do they build up that faith that you have, that level of faith?
Well, you know, I would say start where you are. Start today. Faith in God comes by reading his word. We know faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. And if we read the word of God aloud, we can hear ourselves reading God's word. And faith comes even quicker when we hear ourselves reading God's word. So start today. You can start right now. And many times we sort of overwhelm ourselves by trying to take on so much word to read at one time. Just start where you are. I would start with Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 1 says, now faith. Now, it's right now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Well, the evidence of things not seen. Well, I'm going to have faith in this situation because I can't see the end result. But I'm going to trust God because I know God's word doesn't fail. Now, he also lets us know through his word that without faith it's impossible to please him. So we want to please God, and in pleasing God, our faith will come through obedience. Well, what does that mean? Well, we are to pray. We are to take time to pray. You know, we have time to do all the other things that we want to. We have to set aside time for God. If we want the manifestation, if we want the blessings, we have to spend time with him. And in spending time with him, we will begin to recognize his voice. You know, he tells us that, you know, my sheep hear and know my voice. John chapter 10, verse 27. So it's imperative that in spending time with God, our relationship will begin to build. We will begin to hear his voice. We will begin to act on what he gives us to act on. And we will see, oh, wow, look at the manifestation. Look what's happening. Look how I'm blessed. And that will be encouraging.
Mm.
It's also important that we train our children. And God gives us, we know the different personalities, or we're seeing the different personalities of our children. We know that they're different. Ask God in prayer, how do I share or minister the word or encourage this child to begin to trust God?
Mm-hmm.
How do I begin to train this individual? And you will see that God has specifics for each child, but you have to have the faith and the confidence to carry it out, to carry out what he speaks to you, and you will begin to see the manifestation in the child. That will be so encouraging.
That's good. That's good right there. And, you know, in hearing what you're saying, you know, you can see the difference between how some people play church and some people are the church. And you know, this is for real. And, you know, there's a story in the Bible that talks about the house that's built on the rock and the house that's built on the sand. And, you know, the house that's built on the rock and the house that's built on the sand, they look the same until the storm comes. You know, when the storm comes, it reveals what's real and who's been playing. You know, Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10 in the New Living Translation says, if you fail under pressure, your strength is too small. And Eddie, I know in your book, purposefully, it's always hard to say that, purposefully prepare to persevere. In chapter 3, it's titled Power Perfected Through Pain. Can you speak on that? Because you obviously had some strength when this pressure came.
Oh, absolutely. And even, you know, Billy, the song says she get it from her mama. But I think you can see tonight where I get it from. And, you know, and so, you know, that power perfected through pain. Just like I was saying earlier, oftentimes the greatest blessing comes from the pain that we go through. And many times the situation that we experience sets us up for God's revelation. And then that same revelation sets us up for complete and total manifestation of healing, of deliverance, of having a wherewithal to go through and come through the situation, whatever the case may be. And so the scripture says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And sometimes the duration of that night is not just necessarily 8 to 10 hours. My specific night was for 18 months, 18 months of torment, 18 months of hell, 18 months of self-identity and crisis, 18 months of pain that was being developed in the dark room. And oftentimes, the pain that is developed in the dark room, God takes you into that specific dark room. He takes you into that ICU. He takes you into his intensive care unit. And he pumps you with power. He pumps you with perseverance. He pumps you with the passion to overcome and move your life to the next level, to where then he develops you in the dark room, so that when you're when you eventually develop, you begin to reflect him. He begins to see his face in the goal. He begins to see his face in you, because the trying of your faith, all it does is it works patience. It sets you up for a greater victory. It sets you up for a greater goal, a greater glow, to where you can say, yes, there's a story behind my glory, but that glory all belongs to God. because no longer am I a victim, I am a victor. And so that's the reason, that chapter in that book, Purposefully Prepared to Persevere, there is power that is perfected through pain. And you've got to be even like the rose that grows through the concrete. You've got to have that resilience to say, I might have been knocked down, but I'm getting back up again. I'm getting off the canvas. I'm getting off the concrete. And I'm moving my life to the next level because I am more than a conqueror.
And you also mentioned in that book a quote that I like. It says, strength is not measured in the good times, but in the bad times. That's powerful right there.
That's right. That's right. our lives are, you know, it's kind of akin to the heart monitor. Everybody just wants to have that ta-da type of mentality as if I've never been through anything. My life has just been a bed of roses. I've had a silver spoon in my life, silver spoon in my mouth all my life. I've been on cloud nine, peaches and cream. But that's not the case. Our lives are like the heart monitor. It's up and down. And if it ever flattened lines, we're through. We're done. It's over. Finito. We're finished. But our lives are up and down. There are good times. There are bad times. But every day above ground is a good day. Every day above ground, I can say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing and I'm glad in it. And so I'm glad to have a mother. And even I'll just say real mothers wear many hats, not just on Sundays, but every day. And so Proverbs 31, she's been that Proverbs 31 type of model to me, to tell me now, to have that mindset to say her children shall arise and call her blessed. And that's what I call her. I call her a blessing because she gave me the power, gave me the strength, heard from God to tell me that you can overcome your breakdown and turn that breakdown into a breakthrough to where now you can break out and break somebody into their next blessing.
You know, and I love that you just shared that, Eddie, because that actually leads into my next question for your mom. But you talked about how, you know, as a mother, we wear several hats, and it's not just on Sunday. And that actually leads into the next question that I had for you, Dr. Connor, in terms of balance. If you could just share with us briefly, we had a show about this just a few weeks ago, and we had a show about how to live a balanced life. And last week we talked about being an intentional woman, living your life with intention. But if you could, you know, share your perspective on that as well, how you're able to still balance your life, maintain your sanity, stay faithful, deal with the son that's having this challenge, and then you still have another son, another child that you have to care for as well, and obviously you're very active in the church. How do you maintain that balance, as he just discusses that Proverbs 31 woman?
Well, a big part of it is having a made-up mind. You have to decide that this is what I'm going to do. See, there's nothing that I cannot do. And Eddie has seen this growing up. He's seen this in my demeanor. He's seen this in my decision-making. Through Christ, I can do all things. If there's a situation that I don't know how to handle, or if I'm in a situation, God is going to show me what to do. And so I totally rely on him. And I just believe whatever I'm involved in, I'm coming out on top. I believe that I have the victory in any situation. And at the time in the hospital when Eddie was diagnosed and was told that he had cancer, my response to him was that, you're not going to leave me here. And it's almost like I was saying, you're going to fight, because this is what we do. We overcome challenges in life. See, the opposite of faith is fear. And we didn't fear. That was my position. If there is a situation, well, I'm going to find out how to do this. And God is going to show me, because I'm faithful to him. My lifestyle is prayer in the morning so that I can get instruction, not knowing that I may have needed instruction that day, but it was for down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So when I heard the doctor's diagnosis and I couldn't cry, my response was, well, I need to do this and I need to do that. And it was basically walking out the word.
Mm.
And as I reflect on that, that's the best way I can describe it. I know what to do about this. In fact, I just started walking and just walking my faith out.
Mm-hmm.
My heart is, my heart is fixed. Oh, God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise.
Mm-hmm.
That's Psalm chapter 57, verse 7. And then Psalm, another key scripture for me was the 112th Psalm, verse 7. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings.
Mm-hmm.
Heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. I didn't have time to read. I didn't have time to focus on the scripture. What is in you will come forth when the pressure is on. If we squeeze an orange, we will not get apple juice. We will get orange juice. So when you are pressed, pressure, and decisions and bad news, if the word of God is not within you, it's not going to come out. How many
Ladies
times
and gentlemen, you are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Billy Miller, Stacey Emery, and Dr. Ayle Kedar. We are joined by Dr. Janice Connor and Mr. Eddie Connor for an amazing show celebrating mothers and talking about the power of a mother's love as well as her faith. And I have to say, Dr. Connor, you know, there's this song that that played on the radio. It's an older song, but, you know, it talks about walking it out. And you just gave me a whole new perspective about that show because, I mean, about that song, because it's really about walking out that word, like you just said, and walking out that faith. And I love that you shared that with us. And you have shared so much information with us. And unfortunately, we're coming up to the end of the hour, but just want to hear your final thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners before we wrap it up.
Forgiveness is key. That's a very important key. We want to receive from God, but we don't want to forgive others.
Mm.
It tells us in Matthew chapter 6, forgive us our trespasses, as we, according to, in what measure is that? Is that 75, 25? Is that 99%? One? Forgive us our trespasses, Lord. That's what we're asking. As we forgive those who trespass against us. This is what he's expecting us. If we're forgiving someone 75%, are we expecting God to forgive us 100%? Forgiveness opens the door to healing, to manifestation of blessing. It's important that as mothers or as fathers, that when we are believing God for the manifestation of our child and healing, sometimes we come to God when we need him. But after the manifestation, then we go back to our way of life. The Word of God, living the Word of God, is a lifestyle. Walk it out daily.
Walk
it out in a situation so that when you call on him and when you need God, you will be walking out your faith. Not even realizing that you're doing that, but you'll be walking it out. Just like you don't decide, okay, I'm going to put my left foot first, then my right foot, then my left foot. We just begin walking naturally.
Right.
This is a lifestyle that we need to be living.
And our, it will be a testimony, a testament to our children, because they're watching and they're learning and they're gleaning and grasping the faith of God within us.
Wow, thank you for that. And Eddie, what are your final thoughts that you'd like to share? Are you there, Eddie? Uh-oh, we may have lost
Eddie.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
We hear you.
Well, as you can just see tonight, you know, mother's love is like God's love. It's unconditional. It's sacrificial. And so that same type of love, he's definitely ingrained and placed in our lives tonight to walk it out, to move forward, to walk and not necessarily think about it, but just to be reflective. If he says go, when God says move, you ought to move just like that. And so, of course, I just appreciate this opportunity tonight to share about overcoming cancer, about overcoming obstacles, about making the next move, to move beyond life's challenges, because victory is all in ourselves. Victory, we have the victory. We've got to claim it. We've got to walk in it. We've got to live it out. We've got to work it out every single day of our lives.
Amen. Well, we thank you again for joining us, Dr. Connor and Eddie Connor, here on Mindshift Talk Radio. If you guys could please just tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get more information about you.
Well, absolutely. You know, it's a one-stop shop right at my website, eddieconnor.com. That's EddieConnor.com. And I say one-stop shop because you can get information about my mother, but you can also get information about this brother, yours truly, right there, about our books. I encourage you to go purchase my mother's book, Propelling Faith, Overcoming Life's Obstacles, Hardships and Pain. Get that book, and then you can really read in detail the story that she was really just alluding to tonight, and couple that as well with my book, Purposefully Prepared to Persevere. You can go to eddieconnor.com, sign up. You can see the video blogs. Nothing but inspiration. There's no way you can go there and leave depressed, leave with doubt, leave with disbelief, but you'll leave there with faith and power to overcome.
I agree. I endorse that message. Can I say that?
I appreciate it. Appreciate
well,
it. Nothing like a Stacey Emery endorsed message.
Oh, gosh, again, but thank you guys for joining us. It was a pleasure having you guys here and definitely an honor to be here. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, we encourage you to go online, visit them, and get more information at eddieconnor.com. If you need any information about this show or any of our previous shows, make sure that you join us online, become a fan, and actually like our page at facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. And also, you can find us on mindshifttalkradio.com. If you are not following this show yet, make sure you go on there and click the follow link so that you can get updates and information about upcoming shows. And we are going to keep this flow going next week as well. We have already talked about the power of a phenomenal woman and mother, and we've also talked briefly tonight about the Proverbs 31 woman. Well, all I can say is you have to be here next week because we're going to have a discussion exactly about that, the Proverbs 31 woman. Who is she? You know, is she real? And what does it take to be considered the Proverbs 31 woman? So we'll have another great lineup of speakers here to join us next week. As always, we wish you guys another phenomenal week. We wish you much peace, love, success, and prosperity. And again, make sure that you're sharing this replay information with your friends and family members. Join us online and make sure that you're here next week at the same time, same place, mindshifttalkradio.com with Stacey Emery, Billy Miller, and Dr. Ayal Kedar. It was a blessing having you guys here. We wish you much love and success, and we will speak to you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mind Shift Radio.